Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is our guest. Keita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our favorite folks. She's our happiness expert. She joins us on a regular basis to help us get the balance in our lives straightened out. She's the author of a number of books, including Tipping Point to Happiness. But her new book, which we're kind of launching right now, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, is we're going to find out how and when you can get that. And we're going to talk about that today. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to have you here. Is the new book, is it out now? Is it available now?
Yes, it is. In fact, if you go to Amazon.com, just Google in, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, and you'll come up there.
All right.
As well, you can go to my website, KeitaSpock.com, and the book is available on my site as well.
And that's Keita with a K, and Spock is S-Z-P-A-K. Almost as hard as Blasingame. And Keita, thank you for joining us. Let's talk about The Simple Life. Now, when people think of simple, if somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, Jim, let's start living the simple life," I'd say, "Okay, here's my smartphone. I'll discontinue the cable. I'll start eating, more veggies and." And there goes the wine. I don't have to turn the electricity off, do I? When people think about that, that's the simple life. That's what they think about a little bit, isn't it?
It is. In fact, the word simple, I've written an article about that. The fact is the word simple has sometimes been even shoved into the negative category.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think of...
if you take my smartphone away, that is negative.
one talks about perhaps a simple person, or one talks about
right.
a simple way of doing things. There's almost a sense of patronizing that person or that action, thinking that because it's not sophisticated enough, it's not complex enough or difficult
mm-hmm.
enough, then it must have some disadvantages.
And yet, I love the concept of razors. You've heard of Occam's razor, right?
Yes.
Occam's razor, and in my new book, I actually am arrogant enough to claim my own razor, but Occam, William Occam was a 12th century friar in England, whose his razor was, the simplest solution is probably the best solution. That's essentially what he said, and so simple is oftentimes. It shouldn't be negative. The first thing we should think about is that it could be positive, especially if it declutters our lives, right?
Exactly, and you're hitting the nail on the head here, Jim, with the word clutter. In my book, The Simple Life, what I am talking about is the fact that our lives are so cluttered up on the inside and out. In other
mm-hmm.
words, we've got stuff happening inside of us that we're not aware of because we've been layered
right.
through years of conditioning, culturing, how we've been brought up, what we've been told.
It's build up. Well, it's like back in the 80s, women had to worry about shoulder pad build up, right? With all the shoulder pad and all the different garments that they wear. A shoulder pad for
yeah.
the sweater and for the and everything else. This is build up that we have right now, right?
That's right. There's buildup on our inside and in our hearts and our souls and our spirit, and there's an incredible buildup and clutter on the outside. I mean, if you think of it 5 years ago, Jim, did you ever see any of these storage units on front lawns when people are moving or
No.
having to renovate?
Mm-mm.
I mean, doesn't that tell us that we have perhaps an excess of things.
Oh, listen, my wife and I we're having a new thing, a new commitment we're making to each other. We don't bring anything into the house unless we've already identified what has to go out the other door.
Yeah, you know, and interestingly enough, the simple life, obviously, you know, some people say, oh, does that mean I have to live in a cave?
Right.
No, not at all. What it does mean is that if you are overwhelmed, feeling overwhelmed by what's happening in your life, either through your schedule, through your habits, and in terms of all the things that you have around you, and you feel you've got too much to do, well, this book is the best thing for you, because what it does is it identifies all those things that have been built up, either inside or outside, and need to be removed, changed, or something new replaced,
mm-hmm.
in order to have you feel content, have you feel like you're, and I'll use the word, in control, more so than you are now.
Mm-hmm. How many of those things that we're talking about are things that we acquired thinking they would make us happy? And even if they did make us happy for a moment, wound up making us unhappy for longer, like things that get in the way, things that are that clutter things up, that you trip over, or you're still having to pay for long after you're tired of it. You know,
yeah.
We think about those things, don't we?
We sure do. In other words, there is, you know, we humans, we people, you know, sometimes you're hankering for that second car, or you feel you want a better barbecue.
Right.
Or
it's like comfort food, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually comfort food is another form of a shiny mm-hmm. object. It's a distraction. It's a filler. It's something that satisfies us in the short term, Jim. But really, once that high, that initial high is over, you know, the smell of the new inside of the new car is no longer there.
Right.
Then guess what? We've adapted to it. It mm-hmm. no longer has that buzz for us that it did when we initially pulled out of the parking lot with it. And
yep.
Here we are, back to where we were before.
You know, that's one of the ways I have prevented myself from buying a car. I have the ability now to say, okay, yes, I'd love to have that car. But then I try to imagine forward a year from now, when I've made a year's of payments, how am I going to feel about that car now? And it's actually stopped me from buying a few of them. And in terms of comfort food, Keita, for about the last year or so, I've been retaining pie.
Uh-huh.
Hold on to that thought. The book is called The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, by our good friend Keita Spock. Available wherever books are sold. Check it out at Amazon. You'll thank me later. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.